Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Cool, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's up? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well wherever you guys are right now while everything is coming on screen and everything like that. I'm going to play some music just for you guys just to keep things going right now. But I just want to say I appreciate everyone who's come out, who's listening, who's paying attention. I'm going to play a little bit of my song, and I hope you guys like it. And guys, I just want to say I'm grateful. So I'm going to play a little bit of this in the background. Everyone's coming up. Enjoyed that. But tonight, getting to the message, You know, we're talking about goals. Let's talk about goals, affirmations, and day after week after your blessing. You know, sometimes, like, I think sometimes we get to this place where it's like, there's so many things that we want. And do you guys ever get to that thing, like I heard someone say, we go to the Lord like, me, I want this, I want that, I want this. How about just going to the throne of grace and saying, Lord, I'm needing your direction right now. How about just going there and saying, Lord, I need a touch right now. So what's going on, Tyrone? You know, the question is, listen, what will you bring to the table? And that's what I'm talking about tonight. What will you bring to the table? There's so many different things that we say, I want this from God, I want that from God. You know, I'm waiting for God to move in my life in this way. I'm waiting for God to move in my life in that way. But the question comes, what will you bring to the table? You know, the scriptures talk about the blessing of the Lord. It talks about keeping them first and loving the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, with all your mind, with everything. It talks about being that light. It talks about doing everything that you do as unto the Lord. But what do we bring to the table after we've gone through our whole things of I want this, I want that? What do we bring to the table? Because sometimes I feel like we want the testimony without going through the test. Sometimes we want the end result without going through the sacrifices. You know, so what do you bring to the table? What will you bring to the table? What will you bring to the Lord? What will you bring? You know, we're so consumed with what I can get or messages that tickles our fancy. But honestly, what will you bring to the table? What will you bring to the table? You know, we go, this is not one of those messages I feel like that, you know, if you want to just say, you know, I just want to it's one something that's going to tickle my fancy. It's not one of those things that just tickle your fancy. You know, what will you bring to the table? You know, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, it says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I'm going to tell you this. In fact, let me go up a little bit further. Let me go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. I'm going to go a few scriptures ahead. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. May Lord have blessed you reading his word, and I pray God will bless this time together. Listen, I got these new chairs, guys. This chair is feeling uncomfortable. You know, but you know, Lord, give me the strength to get through these chairs. I'm thankful. You know, but listen to this. What will you bring to the table? We talk about all the different things that we want from the Lord. But what will you bring to the table? What will you bring him to work with? You know, we say, I love you, Lord, and we sing all these different songs. And like I was telling you guys before, we pray, Lord, we need your direction. We need your spirit. We need to know which direction you want us to go in. And what happens is that when God opens up that door, and it's amazing. Talk about this. And I'm telling you guys, this is like where I'm at. When God opens up those doors of opportunity, are you willing to do the work? What will you bring? We talk about what the Lord will bring. We pray, talk about what we pray for the Lord to do in our lives, but what will you bring to the table? First point tonight, this, bring your heart to the table. First point tonight, just bring your heart to the table. You know, I'm on IG and Instagram and Blog Talk Radio right now. So I'm really thankful to be here with you guys tonight. I appreciate those who do come through. Bring your heart. You know, guys, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You know, place your desires and pray not my will, but your will. You see, the biggest thing where I think sometimes we get caught up is this. Sometimes we'll think about what we think about. What we think about and hold to be true, and hold to be important, that's where our treasure is. So what happens if we put our treasure and our hope on the things that we have? You know, there are numerous people I know, you know, who have passed, you know. And listen, when you pass, you cannot take these things back. When you pass, you cannot take things back. When you're gone, you're gone. So what are you bringing? You know, where's your heart? So when you're coming up to the Lord and you're saying, Lord, I'm coming to the table. I'm believing you. I'm trusting you. First of all, I'm going to tell you, bring your heart. Bring your heart. Love the Lord with all your heart. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. What are you thinking about? You know, place your desires and pray not my will, but your will be done. So bring your heart. Those things that are important to you, bring your heart to the table. Bring your heart to the table. Bring your heart to the Lord. You know, and if we can get to that point of saying, you know, Lord, this might not be the direction I want to go in, but if this direction the Lord is leading you, then you follow the Lord and do as the Lord is leading you. Place your desires and pray not your will, my will, but your will be done. No, check your ego. At the door, be willing and flexible. What will you bring to the table? First point, bring your heart. When you bring your heart, guys, leave your ego at the door. Check your ego at the door. You know, don't bring your ego to the Lord. Listen, guys, sometimes we think wise, you know, we think that we're wise in our own eyes, but really sometimes we're just fools. You know, leave your ego at the door and be willing and be flexible. Be willing to say, you know, Lord, you might want me to go this way. This is not the direction I want to go in, but I'm going to trust in you. So I'm going to leave my ego at the door. You know, check your ego at the door. You know, be willing. You know, who's willing to say, I'll go? My cousin Eureka A. Wright has a song called I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go, Lord. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll go. I'll say what you want me to say, Lord. I got to finish the rest of the song. I listen to it again. And my mind's thinking right now, but I'm thinking about the music. I'm trying to sing along with her in my head. But check it out. Check her out on iTunes. I'll go. Be willing to leave your ego at the door. And then above everything else in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, guard your heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You know, and guys, what happens if we get to that place? Well, that place, what would happen if we get to that place where we say, Lord, I'm going to trust you? So you bring your heart. And as you bring your heart, you're also guarding your heart. Guarding your heart, negativity. Guard your heart against what people might be saying to you about the things that you are experiencing in your life. I don't know if I'm making any sense tonight, you know, but listen to this, guys. I appreciate you guys for being here and coming through tonight. You know, second point tonight, what will you bring to the table? First point, bring your heart. Second point, bring your praises. Bring your praises. Praise the Lord. Now, listen, I know it's easier said than done, but sometimes, guys, we got to press through. We might be going through some things, but we just got to press through and remember, guys, that the things that we're complaining about, someone else is going through something a lot worse. You might be going through something terrible on your end, but I'm going to encourage you. What will you bring to the table? Bring your heart and bring your praises. Bring your praises. Psalm 128 says this, blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your sons will be like olive shoots around your table. Thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Praise the Lord. You know, fear the Lord. Walk in his ways. Praise the Lord. You know, Psalm 100 says this. Hope you guys are doing well tonight. I appreciate those who are staying here tonight with me. Psalm 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. That's Psalm 100. You know, so praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Fear the Lord. Praise him. Listen, your praise will break up the plot of the enemy. You know, guys, you know, sometimes what will happen, well, I'm going to just say this. What will happen if you just get to a point where you say, you know what, I'm just going to praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise him and believe as you're praising him, that those plots of the enemy, the things that the enemy is trying to concoct against you, just imagine your praise is breaking up the plots of the enemy. You know, you bring your praise. You know, what are you bringing to the table? Your heart, your praise. Understanding that God is God. Understanding that he has created everything. He's created us all. You know, so you come with praises. You come with thanksgiving. You know, and listen to this. Because you have called me, I will answer. That's Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12. Because you have called me, I will answer. When you bring your praises, you get God's attention when you're praising. You're praising him. You're praising him and you're putting him first. Not complaining, but thanking him, giving thanks for everything. It says like this, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. You know, listen, the praises break up the setup. The praises break up the setup. You know, sometimes you might be feeling down. You might be feeling heavy. Have you ever felt that way? Sometimes you just have to lift those hands up and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing me today. Thank you for, what's going on, Tina? Thank Trina. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you. You know, listen, there's power in praise. There's power in praise. You might feel like, you know, I'm tired. I do not feel like going through this, but listen to this. I encourage you tonight for you to understand that there's power in your praise. There's victory in your prayers, in your praise. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Thank him for all the things that he is doing in your life. You know, so what will you bring to the table? That's what I'm talking about tonight, those who are here with me. First, I was talking about bring your heart. Second point, I'm saying bring your praise. Damn, listen to this. Bring your sweat. Yes, I said it. Bring your heart. Bring your praise. Bring your sweat. I forgot to type that part in. Bring your praise. The second point. Third point. Bring your sweat. Be willing to sweat. Be willing to work. You know, I was listening to this preacher preach. He was saying, I forgot which preacher it was. He said something about the fact that we sit back and we just expect God to do everything. Oh, yeah, Father Sohei at Church of the Incarnation. Father Sohei. You know, we sit back and we expect God to do everything. But there are some things that God has given us that we can make a decision. You know, if you have food to eat, do you ask, should I go and get food? No, you go and get the food and you eat it. There are some things we expect God to do when there's some things that God says we can do. We can do certain. You know, we have the ability to make a choice. We have the ability to make choices. You know, bring your sweat. No, be willing to work. How many of you guys are willing to work? How many of you guys are willing to put your hand to the plow and do what God has called you to do, then that's what you got to do. Just go ahead and do it. Just go ahead and do it today. You know, it's not about somebody else doing the work for you. It's about you doing what God has called for you to do. And just go ahead and do it. Just go ahead and do it. James chapter 1, verse 22. How are you guys doing out there tonight? You guys aren't saying anything. I'm just listening, but I appreciate you guys coming. At least you're here. You know, please share this on your pages. What are you guys thinking? What are you thinking tonight? James chapter 1, verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. You know, so when you come to a table, you come to a table and you're saying, Lord, I need you, Lord. I'm here, Lord. You know, what are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing for the Lord? Bring your heart, bring your praise, bring your sweat. Be doers of the word, not hearers only. Put your hands to the plow. Press toward the mark. Put your hands to work and do what God has called for you to do. You see, you must do your part. We've got to do our part. See, you must do your part. God will do the rest. You know, and the biggest thing is this, guys. You know, people come and people go for a minute, and that's okay. But the question is, are you doing what God has called you to do? The question is, are you being obedient to God's call on your life? And then are you expecting other people to do the work? How about you put your hand to the plow and you press on? What's going on, preciousness? I got preciousness online. What's that preciousness? You know, tonight I'm talking about what will you bring to the table? Guys, we got to be willing to do the work. You know, we can't expect other people to do the work for us. We can't expect that. You know, someone said, the pastor said this past week, Jesus. There are some things that God has called for you to do. You know, you have power. Walk in the power that God has given you through Jesus Christ. You walk in it. You go ahead and you take dominion. Bring your sweat. Be ready to work. We can't expect that God's going to do everything. Jesus paid the price. He paid it all. Now what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Are we going to walk and do what he's called us to do, or are we going to just keep on just doing the way we're doing it? Well, if we're praying, Lord, please move in my life. Please have your way in my life. How about this? Bring your sweat. Bring your sweat to the table. Be ready to work. Put your hands to work. Do the work. Press forward. And sometimes, guys, it's pressing. But listen, God will give us the strength. If God's giving you a vision, he will give you provision. Isn't that the truth, preciousness? Preciousness, amen. Isn't that the truth tonight? You know, be willing to do your part. What will happen if we were to put the energy that we put into trying to reach friends, reach family members, reach people we're dating? What would happen if we were to take that same energy and do what God has called us to do? What would happen if we took the same energy that we put in toward what we do at work and do what God has called us to do and walk in our calling, walk in victory, walk in what he's called us to walk in? Now, mind you, obedience is better than sacrifice, right? It's better to do what God has called you to do than just to haphazardly just do things. You know, what's going on, Brian? Good evening, Brian. Brian's in the house tonight. You know, tonight I'm talking about what will you bring to the table, Brian? What will you bring to the table? And, you know, the thing about it is this, guys. You know, if we take that same energy that we give our employers, we give everyone else, we give it to God and we do what he's called us to do, just imagine the doors that God can open in our lives. But God's going to do his part, but are we going to be willing to walk in faith? You know, you must do your part. God will do the rest. He will do what he's going to do. But are we willing to do the work? Are we willing to do that work, whatever that work is for you? Are you willing to go that extra mile to do what God has laid on your heart for you to do? you know, your purpose, the ways he called you to do. Are you willing to do that? So first point tonight, bring your heart. Second point, bring your praise. Third point, bring your sweat. Bring your sweat. I know that might make people feel uncomfortable to say, you know, bring your sweat. Yeah, bring your sweat. Be willing to do some work. Be willing to do something. Yes. And not by sight. Yeah. By faith. That's right, Brian. Not by sight. You know, that's so true. And not by sight. Faith. And do what God's called you to do. You know, guys, listen, God is doing it quickly. He's doing it mightily. And he's moving. The question is, are we going to trust the process? Are we going to trust the process? You know, put your faith into action. See, when you trust the process and you're going to put your action, you're going to trust him, you're going to do what he's calling you to do, and you're going to go ahead and you're going to do it. You know, bring your sweat. You got to put the action behind what you say. So if you're going to trust the Lord in this area, then trust the Lord in every area of your life. But what will you bring to the table? Bring your faith. Put your faith to action. And faith to action, that's sweat. And sometimes it's going to be uncomfortable. As that saying goes that I got from Dr. Wagner, Dr. Cole Wagner. That's my little sister. Sometimes you can become comfortable. You have to become comfortable being uncomfortable. You have to become comfortable because you're keeping your trust in God. You're trusting him. Even though it might appear to look one way, but you're trusting him. You trust the process and as he leads you. What will you bring to the table? Your heart, praises, and sweat. And listen, bring 100% of yourself. Bring 100% of yourself. Brian says, sweat and tears. Yeah, sweat and tears, because guess what? One day last week, I was sweating and I was tearing. I was sweating and tearing. But, you know, I'm trusting the process. Tonight, we're talking about what will bring you to the table. What's going on, cousin? Oh, my cousin says, bring it all. That's right, cousin. I'm bringing my cousin on one Thursday. I'm going to bring my cousin on. My cousin, cousin, uncle. I'm going to bring them on here one day. Yeah, she says, bring it all. Bring it all. They said, bring it all. Yes, that's right. Bring it all. Bring it all to the table. You know, bring 100% of yourself. You know, and, you know, think about this, guys, you know, and it's something to really think about, right? What I'm about to say. Sometimes we expect God to give us 100%. I want all your blessings, Lord. I want all your blessings. But we give him, what, 10% sometimes? And sometimes we might give the people that we're in relationships with, our family members, we might give people, I'm going to give this one 20%. I'm going to give this one 15%. I'm going to give this one 5%. I'm going to give God, okay, I have what I have left, 35%. Come on, guys. Bring 100% of yourself to God. Be in it. If you're coming to the table, what will you bring to the table? Bring, as my cousin says, bring it all. I'm saying bring 100% of yourself. That's all. Bring it all. Come prepared. Come like, Lord, I'm trusting you and I'm believing you and I'm bringing it all. I'm bringing it all. Everything. Not some things. I'm going to hide this one. I'm going to keep this one for me. No. Bring 100% of yourself. And what will happen in your life if you gave God 100%? If you did 100% what he's calling you to do, if you said, you know what, I'm in this to win this. I'm in this. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust the process. I'm in it to win it. What would happen? What would happen for you in your life? I want to encourage you tonight, listen, hear, and do. Say what? Yeah, Brian says, blessings will come. That's right. Blessings will come, Brian. That's right. You know, listen, hear, and do. Listen to what God's telling you to do. Really hear him and do it. Do it. Thank you, precious. Thank you, preciousness. Do it. You know, honestly, guys, you know, we're not promised tomorrow. But while we're here on this journey, on this earth, do what God's called you to do. Listen, guys, listen, everything I'm preaching, everything I'm telling you guys, guess what? I am in this. Trust the process. Trust God. What will you bring to the table? God's calling you. He's calling us. Jesus calling us. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. What will you do? Yes, that's right, Brian. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. What will you do? Proverbs 1:5. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. You know, listen, guys, you really want to know what God is saying? Get some wisdom. Hear what the Lord is saying to you. Listen to what the Lord is saying to you, church. Worship him. Worship God. Worship him in spirit and in truth. I bring my total self and praise to the table. All right, Mabel. Okay, I think we have a declaration going on. Mabel's getting us started. I bring my total self and praise to the table. Yeah, my cousin started. She said, I bring it all. Okay. Mabel's saying, I bring my total self and praise to the table. All right. That's what I'm talking about. What is your declaration tonight? While we detour just for a second. But what is your declaration tonight? What are you bringing to the table for the Lord to use? What are you bringing? Worship him. Sit at the feet of Jesus. Sit at his feet. Worship him. Worship the Lord. Thank him. Give him all the praise. When you come to the table, I will trust in the Lord. That's what you're going to do, Brian. All right, Brian. Brian says, he's saying what he's going to do. I will trust in the Lord. He said, trust in all your heart. He said, I will trust in the Lord. He's making his declaration tonight. Brian is making his declaration tonight. I will trust in the Lord. Brian is in the house. Now, listen. What will I bring to the table? I'm going to bring my all to the table. I'm bringing 100% of me. I'm going to be 100% in the now. I'm going to be 100%. I'm going to stay 100% present. What will you bring to the table? 100%. And I'm going to stay in the present. I'm staying in the present. That's what I'm going to do. You know, like I'm saying, obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, guys, you know how it is when your parents tell you something and you do something else because you think that this is better. But have you done what they told you? Have you done what they told you? Sometimes we're like, you know, have we done what the Lord has called us to do? Are we trying to say, Lord, I think we should do it this way? No, trust him. Trust the process. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Okay. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, it reads, but Samuel replied, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. You know, you can sacrifice a lot. I'm sacrificing this for you, Lord. No, have you been obedient and have you done what God has called you to do? Are you doing what God has called you to do? Because guess what, guys? When we are obedient, God is setting us up to be a blessing for someone else. You know, when you are obedient, guess what? God can bless you. And then when he blesses you, guess what? You can bless someone else. You know, everything works together for the good. Everything, everything, everything. And listen, and call with all your heart. You know, you might be going through some things, guys, and you might be saying, you know, Lord, I need you. I need you now, and I need you. I need your help. I need your guidance. Listen, this. Psalm 119 says, verse 145 says, I call with all my heart. Answer me, O Lord, and I will obey your decrees. I will, and then verse 146, I call out to you, save me, and I will keep your statutes. Verse 147, I rise before dawn and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. And verse 148, my eyes stay open through the watches of the night that I may meditate on your promises. I'm going to encourage you guys, call with all your heart and believe that he's going to hear you. Call with all your heart and believe that he is going to save you. You know, what part will you do? What will you do? I will call with all my heart. Answer me, O Lord, and I will obey your decrees. I call out to you, save me, and I will keep your statutes. You know, what part of the whole thing will you do? Praise God, Brian. What part of this thing will you do? What action will you do when you come to the table of the Lord and you come? You're meeting the Lord, and you're saying, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. What will you bring? First point again, bring your heart. Second point, bring your praises. Third point, bring your sweat. Yes, be willing to do some work. Fourth, bring 100% of yourself. Be present. You know, if you're going through some things, like that gospel song, open your mouth, say something. Open your mouth, say something. You know, open up your mouth and say something. I need you, Lord. Be 100% present. Some good stuff. Being present. You know what I'm talking about, being present, guys. It's like not just going through the emotions, but really dealing with your emotions. Not just going through things, but really, really honestly dealing with your emotions, dealing with what God is trying to do in your life. Being present. That means I'm in this moment. I'm in this thing right now. Please lead and guide me, Lord. What will you bring to the table? Your heart, your praise, your sweat, 100% of yourself. What will you bring to the table? You got to bring your trust. You got to bring your faith. You have to bring some obedience. Do what God is telling you to do when he's telling you to do it. If God's telling you to jump, then jump. If he's telling you to stop, then stop. If he's telling you to listen, then listen. See, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And, you know, Brian had said that earlier. No, these are in my notes. Walk by faith and not by sight. That's what we've got to do. What will you bring to the table? Your faith. And it's not about basing everything on what you see. That's not faith. Faith is saying, but I'm going to believe you even though I don't understand. I'm going to believe you and trust you even though it looks something totally different. But Lord, what are you saying to me? My cousin says, pray for God's guidance and have faith that he will allow you to accomplish what he will have you to do. He will give you all the accommodations needed to reach his goals and his plan for each of us. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, cousin. Thank you. That's a good one. I'm going to read that again. Pray for God's guidance and have faith that he will allow you to accomplish what he will have you to do. He will give you all the accommodations needed to reach his goals. He has planned for each of us. Amen. He will do that. Now, the thing about it, guys, is this. You got to be willing to pray for his guidance. We have to be willing to be led.
How many of us are willing to be led? And Brian says, bring yourself to the table and all your baggage, worries, doubt, and fears, and watch God work it out. All right now. That's right, Brian. That's right. Brian's in the house tonight. Brian, you guys, listen, you guys are sharing. Come on now. Bring yourself to the table and all your, I have to read this again, and all your baggage, worries, doubt, and fears, and watch God work it out. So, guys, tonight, wherever you are, think about that thing that you're praying, that you're believing God for, and that thing that God's placed in your heart. Then I want you to say, Lord, have your way in my life. Here's my heart. Here's my praise. Here's my sweat. Here's 100% of myself. Here I am. Here's everything. And like Brian says, oh, Lord, here's my baggage. Here are my worries, my doubt, and my fears. And I'm trusting you, Lord, that you're going to work this thing out. What will you bring to the faith, to the table? Your faith. The woman like with the issue of blood, right? Pressing, just touched the hem of his garment, right? Faith. Faith, the size of a mustard seed. Faith. See, the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one who endures till the end. And I think that's Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. I'm going to go there and make sure. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. You know, I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Hope you guys are encouraged tonight. You know, I definitely do believe that God is working this thing out for us in our lives. We just got to believe him. We just got to believe him, believe him, believe him, believe him, believe him. And are you trusting him? Are you trusting the process? I encourage you to do that. So, yeah, I believe it's Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. I've seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift or the battle too strong. No. Nor does food come to the wise or wealth to the brilliant or favor to the learned, but time and chance happen to them all. This is NIV version. Listen, guys. The question is, are you willing to trust them? Are you willing to walk by faith? You know, tonight I'm talking about what's going on, IG? What's going on, Abdul? I'm talking about what will you bring to the table? What will you bring to the table? You know, listen, guys, that comparison thing is a terrible thing. That when we compare ourselves to other people and we compare what we are experiencing, what other people are experiencing, listen, that can be an illusion. What's happening in that person's life is what's happening in their lives, in that person's life. What's happening in your life is happening in your life. Don't compare. Are you willing to do for the Lord what you can do? Are you willing to come to the table? Are you willing to allow your gifts to be used? Your gifts might not be like someone else's gift. But the question is, are you willing to allow the Lord to use you? So allow the Lord to use you. Allow the Lord to use you. You know, become 100% committed. Become 100% committed to God and to his work for your life. You know, and watch God move persons, places, and things in your life. You might be wondering, like, Lord, how come this door is open? Then you might be wondering, how come this door is closed? You've got to believe that sometimes God will move things and people and circumstances out of your way so that he can have your attention. So what will you bring to the table tonight? What are you going to bring to the table? Listen, I'm going to tell you guys, and even with this whole thing about what you bring to the table, be willing to be flexible. Because you might have everything planned out the way you think it should be, where it should go. And God might have something totally different. So listen, guys, you are going to be tested. I don't know about you, but I preach these messages and we have these conversations. Guess what? I am tested. I am tested. Remember you preach this. I am tested. Listen, what will you bring to the table? What will you bring to the table? You will be tested. Then what will you do in those times of being tested? Then how will you respond? How will you react? How will you react? You know, I just want to say, listen, guys, I appreciate you guys coming through tonight. Cutting it short tonight. Pray for my strength in the Lord. And I'm praying for your strength in the Lord as well. What will you bring to the table? Only you can speak for yourself. Only you can make that decision about what you're going to bring to the table. But I want to encourage you today, tonight, bring your heart, bring your praise. Praises, bring your sweat, bring 100% of yourself, bring it all, bring all of yourself. And then ask yourself this question, what am I willing to do? Cousin Greg, you are doing well tonight. Preach, we can become complacent, especially in our older years, like Cousin, as long as God gives us breath and allow us to see another day. We must continue to bring it in Jesus' name. All right, Cousin. You said that. Thank you, Cousin. Love you, Cousin. That's right. Bring it. It doesn't matter how old you are. As long as you have breath, you can bring it in the name of Jesus. What will you bring to the table? Are you willing, guys? Watch God move in your life. Watch God move some things and persons, places, and things out of your life. When he does that, don't say, you know, Lord, what are you doing? Just remember you're saying, you know, I'm ready. The question is, are you going to answer the call? What will you bring to the table? And perhaps you're saying, Lord, I want to come to the table, but I don't know. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart. You know, ask the Lord to speak to your mind. You know, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just pray, Lord, that you will touch your people tonight. Lord, I say a special prayer for my godmother, Lord God, that you will heal her. I pray, Father God, for my family members, for those who are going through right now, for those who are making changes and decisions in their lives. Thank you for those who faithfully come every Tuesday and even Thursday nights for the broadcast, Lord. And I pray, God, you'll bless your people. I pray, Father God, that they will be ready, that we will be ready and willing to come to the table and do what you've called us to do. Lord, I pray people will be healed, they'll be delivered, set free, and that you'll show yourself mightily and powerfully in their lives. I pray they'll come to the table. I pray, Father, they will come ready and willing to do what you've called them to do. Please give them grace. Please give them peace and hope in Jesus' name. Amen. May Lord add bless. May Lord add bless you. Okay. Yes, I just now did. And I pray for my family. Now, if you came on, because I got some family coming up through. Yeah, I already prayed for my godmother's blessing list. Yeah. I pray for my godmother, right, already. I'm going to pray for the rest of the family. Lord, I pray you bless and touch the rest of the family. Give everyone peace and hope. Lord, I pray for those who've lost loved ones during this season and who are experiencing grief. And I pray, Father God, you give them hope, that you give them peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. You know, I want to just say, guys, just keeping your thoughts and prayers. I appreciate you guys coming through on Instagram, on Facebook Live, on Zoom. Amen. Amen. And I need to call and check on her myself now. But amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Cousin. I want to say God bless you guys. Please come through on Thursday, 9 to 10. If I don't see you, if you guys don't come through, Have a great Memorial Day weekend. God bless you. And let's continue to pray. Yes, let's pray for those family guys. You know, people are going crazy. People are going crazy. We cannot take life for granted. I pray for those people, those innocent people who were killed. I pray, Lord, that, Lord, you would heal their families, those loved ones, you know, people who lost their kids. And I pray, Lord God, for, I pray for everyone involved. And pray for the other disaster, the grocery store in New York. Pray, Lord God, you'll bless and be with those people and their families. Lord God, I pray that we will not take anything for granted in this season. Give us peace. Give us hope. And pray, God, for your healing power over the family members who've lost loved ones. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And God, I pray, God, for mankind. I pray, Father God, that against the hate, against the evil, and you would just pray, Father God, for your love, pray for your hope, and for your guidance and your healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, that's so true. That's so true, fam. So don't take anything for granted, guys. Don't take anything for granted because we're not promised tomorrow. But we're not alone. We're not alone. I want to say God bless you. Those who've come through. Hey, Trina. Those who've come through, please share this on your pages. Please share this broadcast on your pages. You know, I want to say God bless you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for some of you guys. Some of you guys actually did go on Amazon and bought my book, A Poet's Heart. And my music is on iTunes. Just look for Reverend Dr. G. Wright for my book on Amazon. And just look for G. Wright on online radio stations. Thank you so much, fam. Love you. Love you. God bless you. Mabel's in the house. Mabel's still here. Hey, Mabel. Thank you, fam. Love you guys so much. Listen, guys, we need each other. I need you. You need me. We need each other. I want to say God bless you. I want to say have a good night. And be encouraged. And let's spread love, spread hope. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for your prayers. Have a great night. And be encouraged and blessed.